Auburn basketball getting their depth back? What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Friday edition of the Barn Social Hour. Happy Friday, everyone. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And Graham, let's just hop right into it. Basketball seems to be getting their depth back. We are potentially about to land some talent that I hope we are anyway, in the sense it's rumored that, you know, they might be, I don't know if they visited already or if they're about to, but it seems like direction or the, you know, everything's pointing in the right direction for them to land on the plains. So kind of go into detail on like, you know, who we got, you know, on the way and potentially what the lineup will look like.
Yeah. So I feel much more confident about us getting one of the two. There's two guys that, you know, we're kind of talking about. It's, did you say Dwayne? It was Dwayne Aristide, I think.
Yeah, Dwayne Aristide from Arizona. Yeah.
From Arizona was one of them. That's the one I feel probably a little less confident in us getting. Just because, you know, some of the guys that we've added, it just would be difficult. But the other person is Mantis. I don't even want to try to pronounce the last name, but it's very European, I could tell you that. But his first name is Mantis.
Yeah.
People kind of been talking about him for a while now. He's kind of been on Auburn's radar really since the portal opened.
Yeah.
He's an international player from Europe. He, I mean, all signs point to Auburn. It almost sounds like it's a done deal. They're just trying to get some paperwork, some other stuff, you know, filled out just so he can be over here. But from what I've been hearing, that Mantis is a done deal. We're kind of just waiting for the announcement of it now. So
nice.
That one seems to be done. With Aristide, I don't know. I'd say it's probably a 50-50 shot right now that we do end up with him. But either way, even if we don't, still impressive squad that we've got, you know, going on for next year. Obviously, we've got Todd Pettiford coming back to play the point guard or the two, probably play a little bit of combo. You got Kevin Overton coming back, which is such a massive get back for Auburn. Then you have Simon Walker coming back, which is awesome. And then I think Blake will be back. I think so. They never made a post for him, but I think he's got one more year. Blake will be back. And then I think that's it for returners. Everybody else left. Freeman left. Sway left. Hall left. Murphy had no more eligibility left.
Now, Magwood left. I will say, I am excited about the Vanderbilt transfer guard. George Kimball the third. I got to think, anytime I think of the word or the name Kimball, I think of Richard Kimball from The Fugitive, Harrison Ford. I don't know if you ever seen that movie. Really good if you haven't. It's an old movie. Of course, you haven't seen it.
I've seen Star Wars.
Okay. That's an
exception. I've seen Indiana Jones and Jurassic Park.
The three big hitter franchises.
I've seen old movies, though. That's what I'm saying.
So George Kimball III, he's a guard from Vandy that, honestly, I could see him playing the point, potentially. I don't know.
He's another combo guard. He's similar to Todd. He'll play a combo.
Yeah, I don't know how the lineup is going to look, but if you look at his height compared to Todd, you could easily start Kimball at the one, Tahad at the two, and then go as you will, you know, the rest for the three, four, and five. I do think the five, as far as starting set in stone, it's got to be Narcisse Ngoy, I think, from France. That's a given. The dude's an absolute player. But as far as the two that we're talking about with the guy from Arizona, I know he's a small forward, and I know that that's a position that we could potentially, because I know he didn't get a lot of playing time at Arizona, and I could see him getting some at Auburn, but like you said, I agree, it's a 50-50. But I would say the guy from Lithuania, I don't know if you've seen his highlights, Graham, he is a killer. He is a baller. The dude, think of Jovic, but he's an all-around scorer, like on steroids. It is insane. It is, he can fill it up from the 3-point line. If you need a midi, he can get it for you, and he can score in the paint if you need to, because he can drive to the basket. Like, not as good as Tahad can, because I feel like Tahad, again, I've said it on Barncast, I've said it on here before, I think Tahad's ability to get to the rim is very, very underrated because of his size. People kind of overlook that. But he utilized that a lot in the NIT, especially in the championship game. You saw he was, you know, slicing and dicing the defense of Tulsa, and, you know, ultimately got us the win in the NIT championship. But I think both of those guys, just the ones that we for sure that we know, one is coming, the other one, I guess we're waiting on paperwork, like you're saying, that'll help significantly with the depth that we're needing. Because last year, it felt like, honestly, it was like a 5-man rotation. It was just like, here, we're going to keep these guys out there, and occasionally we'll bring in someone off the bench, like 5-6-man rotation. We have potential, Graham, to go back to a 9-10-man rotation. And we need that desperately, especially in the SEC, because it's not going to get any easier. Bama's loading up. LSU is getting, they got, I don't know if anyone saw, but they got the guy from Kentucky. I'm going blank on his name. That's not good. You know what I'm talking about? He was like Kentucky's best player in the tournament this year, and then he dipped.
I honestly have no clue.
I'm going blank on his name. That's going to drive me nuts.
I haven't even kept up with Kentucky or LSU.
Well, anyway, Will Wade is getting a squad. Will Wade is getting a squad. So LSU could potentially be really good next year. But that being said, I like the way that Steven is attacking the portal. He's making an emphasis on height. I know we've said that in the past, but it's like every day you see these rumors of people that, you know, that he's going after. All the common trends are 6'5 or above, and that's something that we need desperately. We need it just for mainly rim protection, but you have to have somebody that can score down low. We didn't really have a consistent guy that could score down low. We had to rely a lot on 3-point shooting, and I feel like the only
Murphy showed like glimpses of being able to score down low, but it was not consistent.
No.
He also just wasn't tall enough.
He also dipped on us right before the NIT. Literally. And during warmups, he's like, yeah. He had some potential in the paint, but we had to rely on 3-point shooting. Tahad wasn't that great from 3-point this year, but I feel like Overton showed out. I think he was our best 3-point shooter last year. If you look at percentages, I could be wrong on that, but that's just what it feels like based off just the eye test. But I think we have potential with him and Tahad coming back. You have Simon Walker, who showed promise in, I think it was like the first or second game. He went 5-for-5. So I feel like we're going to have a better all-around roster this time, but we'll see. I mean, again, Steven is attacking the portal, and this staff knows what we need. And last year, granted, yes, Filip Jovic played in Europe. Sway was, you know, he got better near the end, especially in the NIT. But you need actual, like, fundamental basketball players. Keyshawn Hall, he could score, but that, like, he would give you, you know, your 20, but you'd still drop a game. You know what I mean? You need people that know how to share the ball. You need people to know how to be a team player. And I think the guys that Steven is bringing in, he knows that we have to have guys that want to be a part of a team, not individual stat players. Keyshawn Hall felt like somebody that was like, I'm gonna pad my stats and try to get back, you know, try to go pro. I don't know if he's gonna try to go pro or not. I'm assuming.
I think he's exploring pro while also trying to get another year of eligibility for college. I think that's where he's going.
Good Lord. Okay. Anyway, but yeah, what are your thoughts, like, where this roster is as it stands right now? I guess.
I think it's much better than last year. I think obviously with having depth is just super important. I mean, you have two centers for sure, but I mean, really, you could have Freeman from Creighton could also play the center. I don't think he will as much, but I mean, he can. He's tall enough, but I think he'll probably be put the four a little bit more just because we already have Bucky and Narcisse at the five. But going back to Aristode, the problem I see there of getting him is, we have Adam Olson from South Alabama who plays the same position. And I think the upside, now keep in mind, Olson is much older than Aristide. Aristide was just coming off of his freshman year. So he'll be a sophomore. I think Adam Olson will be a senior.
Correct.
So, yeah, you could come to Auburn here and sit for a year, you know, kind of behind Olsen and you know, be there next year. But, like, part of the reason he's transferring out of Arizona is because he wasn't getting playing time because he was behind a guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Aristo wants to necessarily, like, come to another school to sit. I think he's trying to look for a spot where he can play,
yeah,
which is completely understandable. But when we got Adam Olsen, I feel like that's why I feel like our chances kind of dropped for Aristo, because I think Olsen is right now is just better overall. I mean, I've heard that Aristo cannot dribble the ball well. Mm-hmm. And so I've heard he's a really good shooter, but so is Adam Olsen. That's like Adam Olsen's prime thing is what he does. That's, he shoots the ball well. So that's why I don't know we get Aristo. But yeah, other than that, I feel good about this team. I really love Thomas Dowd. I love Ngoy. I love Olsen. I really love George Kimball. And one thing that stands out about Kimball to me is his active hands. He had, yeah, he was averaging like 2.6 steals per game back at, I think it was at Eastern Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So having that is going to be really good. You know, as kind of a backup guard. Like, I feel much more comfortable at the guard position than I did a year ago, like this time last year, with like really Tahad being it.
Right. Hey, you froze up on me. Yeah, sorry. Something happened. I don't know what happened.
Everything just went away, but I'm back.
I don't know what just happened.
I was sitting there and like my screen just went to gray and had this little spinning wheel, and I was like, what just happened?
I'm sure. Oh man, that's gonna be brutal. Cause I was just sitting there just like,
Yeah, what's he gonna say next? But yeah, other than that, I feel pretty comfortable and impressed by Steven with this team so far.
Yeah, and again, props to Steven. Like, everyone's been ragging on, you know, he was handed the program, and, you know, I've heard the comparison of, like, you know, when Bruce got the keys to the program, he was handed a, you know, a ratty Jeep and turned it into a G-Wagon, and then handed the keys of the G-Wagon to Steven, and Steven wrecked the G-Wagon. Well, I wouldn't say he wrecked it. He's just trying to rebuild it, because, and it sucks that we're having to say that, but again, if it's the same situation this time next year, then he'll probably have to hand the keys to someone else because he'll be gone. But I do think that the moves that he has made are necessary for success this next coming season. I really do. And the fact, too, that I don't think we talked about it since it happened, but Amico Purim is in the portal now. I don't know if we mentioned that or not, because I mentioned that we had like 3 7-footers. On the roster. We're now down to 2, but he has had some injury issues. He had, you know, a questionable issue going on.
He only played for about the first week and a half, 2 weeks of the season, it felt like, and then he was out the rest of the year. So not really sad about losing him.
On the other side of the coin, though, I hate that it didn't work out, because from what I've heard, he's a great person.
He showed promises, too. I mean, like, he showed, like, some of those early games, again, we were playing some non-con games, and they were quite easy. But, I mean, his paint presence was really good. I mean, he was able to get some good blocks in, but still needed to, you know, put on some weight play in the SEC. Yeah, to play in the SEC and not be able to play all year didn't help. So,
yeah, and it's unfortunate, and I hate that it didn't work out, because I think he really wanted to play for Auburn, because he obviously liked what he saw to be able to travel here and, you know, transfer in. But it's just unfortunate that happened, and I wish nothing but the best. I really do. But I can't reiterate enough, I think Steven and company are doing a great job so far, and hopefully we can land one of the two and go from there and see what happens. But you know what else is cool to land and see what happens?
AUShirts.com.
AUShirts.com, that's correct. Go to AUShirts.com and get all the gear from your favorite shows on the barn. You see the shirts, hoodies, and hat on your screen. We have new styles added weekly. I believe we have some mugs there as well. We're working on some social hour merch. I know we say that every time, but we actually are. We're just trying to go with a design that'll be worth buying, I guess. That, you know, it's a little bit different. But We're excited for the opportunity to do that. And again, get all your gear for your favorite shows at the barn at aushirts.com. Again, that is aushirts.com.
Also, head over to buyauburn.com while you're at it and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn fan and you want to do business with Auburn, other Auburn fans, go to buyauburn.com today and search the website and see what type of business are out there. And if you're your own business owner, then go to buyauburn.com and sign up today to get your business put on the website. Great way for Auburn fans to support other Auburn fans all over the country, no matter where you are. All you have to do is go sign up today at buyauburn.com. It's a great, great platform to use to really support the family. Like I said, if you are heading to Atlanta for the Baylor-Auburn game in the fall, go to buyauburn.com and see if there's any restaurants or bars nearby that are run and owned by Auburn fans. Like I said, go to buyauburn.com today to sign up.
Yeah, I say it every time. Love the concept of that. Again, that's buyauburn.com for all the info there. Graham, we got to talk about it. We got to give a huge shout out. And you probably heard people saying, Falk, yeah, all over the place in Auburn. Because Auburn great Keldrick Falk got drafted 31st overall to the Tennessee Titans. Shout out to Keldrick Falk. That's a big time. Happy for him. It was a long time coming. I know that some mock drafts had him going a little bit earlier. Some had him going later. But again, that's a big, big win for Keldrick Falk. And I'm hoping that everything pans out well with him there. And we'll see, you know, what happens. And I'm excited for the opportunity to do what? Oh, you froze out again, didn't you?
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my internet just went completely out. I don't know.
Your computer, I'm so sorry, your y'all. Computer is already on the weekend. Your computer's out of a 3-hour.
Right, yes. My internet just completely went out. Like, I lost all connection right there.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I don't know how much longer it will be last, though. So
yeah, well, that means we're almost done. But what I was saying was, shout out to Keldrick Falk, who absolutely got drafted 31st overall to the Tennessee Titans. There we go,
dude. I was so worried he was not going to go first round right there. Like, I was, you know, I expected him to the Cowboys to take him at 20. Okay, it's like okay, no, but I did see the Bears could take him at 25. I was like, okay, maybe that's more realistic. That didn't happen. And then I was looking at the rest of the draft where I was like, oh my gosh, he's not getting taken. Not out of nowhere, Tennessee trades up into that pick and takes him at 31, I think. So
yes, correct. They had a good draft too. They got a solid receiver from Ohio State.
So happy. They got Cardale Tate, who I think was one of the better wide receivers in this class. But so happy he got picked last night. Was really awesome to see. And it's also just good for Auburn to have a first rounder. So
yeah, and I like too that you know, with me and you were texting back and forth. I'm like, dude, I don't know if he's gonna get picked up. I don't know if, you know, and it was like, oh well, this and this is a factor, and this and this is a factor.
We kind of heard about like his pass rushing ability was not the top, the best.
Yeah, the scouts and so we're not impressed.
He is one of the, if not the best edge in the class to have run stopping ability, like by far, but his pass rush is not the strongest, and I think that kind of caused him to slip a little bit. But at the end of the day, got done, and he's staying pretty close to home. He's only going to be in Nashville. He's from Montgomery, so
yeah,
that's super exciting for him.
Island home.
He'll be a lot of Auburn fans up in Nashville, so he'll get to
Auburn North
kind of play. Yeah, he kind of gets to play in front of, you know, a lot of guys that have already been rooting for him, so that's really exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy for him.
And the Titans also, and Auburn just posted on social media that Dorian Mayusi was at Auburn. I mean, who was at Auburn is in the Titans right now. And so they posted a little reunion of them.
Nice. Together. So yeah, that's cool. That's really cool. Yeah, they posted a video of Keldrick and, oh my gosh, I'm going blank on his name, the receiver from Ohio State, on the plane. They were headed to Nashville, I guess, this morning or maybe last night. I'm not sure.
It honestly was probably late last night.
Yeah, they were saying tighten up on the plane and they're ready to go. So I'm excited to see Keldrick in a Titans uniform. They just rebranded too, for those that don't keep up
with NFL. What tough uniforms they have now.
Man, oh man, I might have to get a jersey. So I'm not going to lie.
So good. Dude, honestly, I might get a Falk. I'm not even a Titans fan, but
my dad has a little bit of history with the Titans, even though he's a Vikings fan. He used to do some stuff with them back in the day before I was born. So there's a little bit of history there with the Titans, but I'm definitely going to pull for them, and hopefully Keldrick will get some playing time. I'm sure he will. I mean, they're not going to not play him after drafting him in the first round. So there's a reason why they got him. And I'm honestly a Cowboys fan. Do what?
I'm a Cowboys fan, like through and through. I love I love the Cowboys, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But I also like am a supporter of wherever Auburn guys go. Like, I mean, like if wherever an Auburn player is, I'll root for that team during that game unless they're playing
the Cowboys. Yeah, it was like with Derek Hall going when in Seattle. Yeah,
I would. I wanted him to win that Super Bowl so bad. I was like, yeah, let's go Seahawks. You know, I want Derek Hall to win this.
Hey, if it weren't for Kenneth Walker with those two big runs at the end, I think Derek Hall would have won MVP because he had a strip sack that was like kind of like the.
Who did the Chiefs pick at 9 last night? I cannot remember.
You talking about who announced it?
No, who did they take?
Oh, dude, I can't remember. I don't know. I was trying to, like, I think I was might have been texting you trying to figure out where Keldrick was going to end up. Because all the mock drafts, you know, had him, like, going to Dallas or Washington. Then last night, like, an hour before the draft, it was like the 49ers were going to pick him up, which honestly made sense because they have Bosa who stays hurt.
Oh, and that's
they,
right.
They needed
that's
somebody. Right, that's right. And I they was thinking, at one point, you know, I was thinking, hey, they're going to, because Buffalo was like, you know, we're going to, you know, trade back in the draft and try to, you know, fall back and see if we can get some, you know, like a gym or something like that. But
they traded out of the first round completely. They traded all the way out of the first round.
What are you doing? But it's
they,
fine.
They're picking up stuff for, they're gathering more stuff that, cause they don't need like a star player right now. That's just not.
They need depth. They need depth, but it would have been cool to see Keldrick in Buffalo, but it's okay. It's fine.
They traded up. The Chiefs traded up to 6 and got Mansoor Delane from LSU, the DB.
Yeah, and I think the one that me and Zach like saying his name, Concepcion from Texas A&M went to the Browns.
Concepcion. Yep.
So
I was happy. I was really happy that my Cowboys traded up into 11 and got Caleb Downs.
Dude, the videos of the Giants fans that were like in the bars, like we're getting Caleb Downs, and then
Caleb Downs dropped to 10. We're gonna get him right here, and they announced they got some tackle from Miami, and Cowboys were like that. But Cowboys like, we cannot pass this up. We are trading to get this pick, and then we got Caleb Downs, which is really exciting. I really like Caleb. I really really like Caleb Downs.
Did you see too the clip last night of the Jets fan reacting to their atrocious draft pick?
No, it was really bad, and I feel so bad for this guy. Is the Steelers pick?
Oh, dude,
half the crowd of the draft left after the Steelers pick. I was like, oh my gosh, there's been videos of this. I feel so bad for this kid.
Yeah, because the draft, for those that didn't watch or keep up with it was in Pittsburgh last night. So whenever the team that is hosting the draft, they always do this big like they. What cracked me up about it was, they had this big intro, you know, for the pick. They played, I think it was Renegade by Styx, which, by the way, was yesterday years old when I figured out Renegade by Styx is like their hype song. Didn't know that. That was a song that I used to listen to, also like Michael Jackson on the way to Little League, because my dad was a big Styx fan, still is. But it just was like, and then they come out and do that. They bring out the bus, Jerome Bettis, to do, and then they
I felt so bad.
It was not good at all. It just didn't land. But we'll see. By the time this airs, we're gonna hopefully have two Auburn guys get picked up tonight. So we'll see what happens. It's gonna be cool.
I hope. We hope. I think maybe one.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah, but that being
is said, it rounds 2 and 3 tonight? I think, and then 4 and 3, 7 is tomorrow.
Or through the whole weekend, okay. I think. Yeah.
I think we could get, I really don't think we're going to get one taken tonight. Maybe.
I could see, I don't know.
Connor Lue going second or third, but like I don't see Kieron or Jeremiah Wright going until like fourth or later. I just don't see that.
I agree with that. I agree. I wish they would go early, but they're not. I agree.
I wish, but and like so I'm still iffy on Connor Lue even going that early. I think he's the next best player, mm-hmm. and then I think Kieron and Jeremiah. I think Kieron would be a neck. I don't know, but they won't go till later rounds if they even get drafted.
If you're listening to this, we're recording this at 1 in the afternoon. The second, third round coverage starts at around 5. Yeah, so. They'll probably, if they haven't been picked yet, you know, we'll see what happens. They might be picked already and we're talking about it. We look like we're idiots, but it's fine. But with that being said, if you like what you're listening to and what you're watching, please subscribe to The Barn Auburn and check out other podcasts, including the one you're listening to, The Barn Social Hour. We also have other ones like the Top Button Podcast with Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five, Village Vice with Zach Blackerby and Brad Law, and The Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby, Brad Law, and occasionally Sonny DeShera. But yeah, other than that, with that being said, I don't think I have anything else. Graham, you got anything at all? I think he froze again. 100%. He 100% froze again. I don't know if I'm probably mumbling right now or rumbling on just to make sure that he comes back in time. But once he comes back, we can, he's a spinning wheel of death right now. I don't know what happened. It's Friday. It's just how it be. But with that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey, and that gray spinning wheel's name is Graham McClain, and you have been watching The Barn Social Hour. As always, we will see you next time.
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back. I've done the outro already. As always, we will see you next time on The Barn Social Hour. We'll see you Monday. As always, War Eagle. Everyone have a great weekend.
Goodbye.